Welcome to Eternia Select, Motu news for the generation that grew up pressing start. I'm Sean Ayala, and every week I search around the Masters of the Universe community for stories I think are worth putting on your radar. I'm not a Masters of the Universe expert. I'm just a fan who grew up loving these characters, and right now there is so much happening with Masters of the Universe that I'm trying to keep up with all just like you. And this week, we've got some pretty impressive streaming numbers for the new movie, a game I've been waiting to play finally showing some signs of life, a mystery Mattel creation drop, a convention to put on your calendar, and a few things coming soon that you might want to pre-order. Plus, I've got a Play Motu update at the end, including something I'm hiding inside my newest game. So grab the power sword, let's hit start.
Press start.
Select number one. People are watching Masters of the Universe. Okay, we talked about this last week, but I have to bring it back up because Masters of the Universe just keeps going on Prime Video. HeMania.com reported this week that the movie has now spent 4 weeks in a row as the number one movie worldwide on Prime Video. But then I saw another story this week from Battle Ram blog, and this one really got my attention because now we have Nielsen's data. For the week of July 20th through the 26th, Masters of the Universe generated approximately 1.17 billion minutes watched in the United States. And here's the part I wasn't expecting. It wasn't just the number one streaming movie on Nielsen's chart. It was the number one streaming title overall for that measured week. That's pretty incredible. Now, I want to be careful here. That doesn't mean a sequel is happening. It doesn't tell us how Amazon or Mattel views the economics of this movie. There is clearly an audience continuing to watch Masters of the Universe at home. And as a fan, I just think that's really cool. The theatrical story of this movie and the streaming story seems to be two very different conversations. So now I'm curious. What does this kind of staying power mean for Masters of the Universe going forward? I have absolutely no idea, but I'll be watching. Select number two, Dragon Pearl is back on my radar. Okay, gamers, this one's for us. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Dragon Pearl of Destruction, is back on our radars. It was supposed to arrive early this year, but it was delayed, and we've been waiting for more information ever since. Now, this could be a pretty interesting week. Pixel Arcadia announced that they are showing exclusive gameplay on Monday, August 24th. And then Dragon Pearl of Destruction is headed to Gamescom in Germany, where Mattel is an official partner. And this isn't just artwork sitting inside a Mattel booth. Gamescom has live Dragon Pearl gameplay activities scheduled, along with a Masters of the Universe cosplay takeover on the Mattel stage. So suddenly, after waiting for this game, Dragon Pearl is showing up again, and I'm excited. Now, I'm not going to pretend this means we're getting a release date. Nobody has told us that. But if you've been waiting for this game like I have, this is definitely a week to pay attention. And there's another Motu game appearing at Gamescom as well, Masters of the Universe Legends Unite. So Masters of the Universe is going to have an actual gaming presence at one of the biggest gaming events in the world. For a podcast, that's literally Motu news for the generation that grew up pressing start. Yeah, this one definitely made the select screen. And depending on what happens at Gamescom, we may be talking about Dragon Pearl again next week. So stay tuned. Select number three. What is Mattel hiding? Remember our mystery from last week? Mattel Creation teased a new figure joining the Masters of the Universe Chronicle line. They called it an ancient evil. And the images? Snakes. Lots of snake clues. Well, we have another piece of the puzzle. A Masters of the Universe release is now showing up on Mattel Creation's launch calendar for September 2nd, with Club Grayskull members getting 24-hour member first access. And around the collector community, one name keeps coming up. King Hiss. Do I know that's King Hiss? Nope. Mattel hasn't officially told us that yet, so I'm not calling it, but Snakes, Ancient Evil, September 2nd, you can make your own guess. If you're a Club Grayskull member or a Chronicles collector, September 2nd is definitely a date to have on your calendar. And hopefully by next week's episode, we'll know exactly what Mattel has been teasing us with. Select number 4, Around Eternia. Let's finish our selections this week with a few things happening around the MOTU community. First, if you're anywhere near Cincinnati, here's one for your calendar. MOTU Fest, presented by PowerCon, is happening September 12th and 13th in Greater Cincinnati. It's an unofficial He-Man and She-Ra fan convention, and I always want Eternia Select to support the people creating places for the community to get together. So if Cincinnati is within striking distance for you, go check out MOTU Fest and see what they've got planned. And while we're talking about things worth checking out, episode 10 of Masters of the Universe, Tales from Eternia, called Swamp Meat, dropped this past week on Mattel Adventures. I'm still watching these every week. They're short, they're fun, they're free on YouTube, and for me, they hit this really cool spot between MOTU nostalgia I grew up with and something that feels made for today. So if you still haven't watched Tales from Eternia, there's your weekly reminder. And I've got two books to put on your radar as well. Skeletor Ate My Homework arrives September 1st. Just that title alone makes me want to see what this thing is about. And then you have on September 22nd, we're getting Masters of the Universe, The Art of the Film. Both are available now for pre-order, so if either sounds like something you'd want on your shelf, you can start looking for them now. And as always, check your local market for availability. MOTUniverse Checkpoint. And while we're talking about conventions, a quick reminder that MOTUniverse returns June 5th and 6th, 2027, in the Redondo Beach and Torrance area of Southern California. We're still a ways out, but there's a lot happening behind the scenes, and I'm excited to watch this thing come together. I'll keep you updated as we get closer. Bonus stage. I've been continuing development on my newest Play MOTU project, Gym Bro Skeletor. And this week, the game got a little bigger. I've added another exercise, so we're starting to expand beyond the original workout gameplay. I've also been creating the artwork for the game's opening and ending comic sequence, which is helping me bring a little more story into this ridiculous workout adventure. But here's the part I'm having some fun with. I created an alternate ending, and no, I'm not telling you how to get it. When the game eventually gets into your hands, you'll have to figure that one out yourself. That's all I'm saying. Development continues, and I'll share more when there's something worth sharing. Now it's time for Game
Over.
And those are my selections for the week. If you found something happening around Masters of the Universe that you think I should have on my radar, toys, games, comics, movies, animation, conventions, creators, or just something cool happening inside this community, please send it my way. I'm searching right alongside you. And if you're enjoying Eternia Select, follow the show so you're ready when we press start again next week. I'm Sean Ayala. This is Eternia Select, MOTU news for the generation that grew up pressing start, presented by Play MOTU. Until next time, good journey.